Log Talk Radio.
Let me touch the hem of his garment, touch the hem of his garment, and I will be made whole. Let me touch the hem of his garment, touch the hem of his garment.
Hosted by the mighty woman of God, Prophetess Lisa Harris. We are here just to say hello and God bless you. And welcome, woman of God. How are you?
Amen. Good evening, Pastor E. I am great, awesome. Just praise God. Praise God just to be here. What a blessing.
Well, you know, amen. I had to say hi before you get started today because you are the proof of a miracle, so I wanted to just say God bless, and I'm excited for the word tonight. Let the Lord use you in mighty way, and we'll talk to you as you get ready to close.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord, everybody, on tonight. Amen. I am truly excited on tonight. I am truly a living testimony. Amen. I am a survivor. I'm a recovering, amen, coronavirus, not teen, according to man. But I just praise God that God allowed me to be able to stay home and just get refreshed, revived, restored, replenished. You know, sometimes we get hard ahead and we just want to work, and have a good heart, don't want to say no. But I thank God that God allowed me to be off of my job from last Thursday until this Thursday, and then I'll be off again probably to the end of this month, either maybe first of August. So I just praise God for the opportunity that I can spend time with Him, because, you know, we do serve a jealous God, and sometimes we work, we be exhausted, we come home, we really don't get into the presence of the Most High God, because our body is physical tired, and I have been working 7 days a week, months and months and months, not getting no rest like I should, not eating right. So my daddy said, since you don't know how to slow down, he said, I'm going to slow you down. So I said, okay, daddy. He said, I'm going to quit you so you can't go to work. So I'm like, okay. So I just praise God for this opportunity, being home, you know, just really lying before God and praying and sticking the face to God and just staying faithful and focused and people to God. Stay safe. If you don't have to go outside of your house, do not go outside of your house. And if you do, please wear your mask, stay your distance. If you're going to go shopping, wear gloves and get in the store and get out. Coronavirus is steady increasing. We're not speaking it, but we have to realize that it is increasing. So we have to stay safe. So again, please wear your mask, your gloves, stay your distance. Go in the store, get what you're going to get, and get out quickly. Amen. So let us go for the Lord and pray on tonight. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we do come before your presence tonight. Father God, just want to say thank you. Father God, if I had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough, because I realized that you spared my life. Hallelujah. And so many people did not survive coronavirus. But God, you allowed me to escape. I just want to say I thank you again. It's nobody but you, God. And I thank you, God, as I allow you to complete me in this process, God. I thank you tonight that I yield my body over to you. And Father God, we ask you to have your way on this line tonight. God, it's not about me. Open up your people's ears, their spirit, their heart, their soul, their mind, that they might be able to receive whatever you have to speak through me. I'm just a vessel, just one of your daughter, one of your chosen disciples that you have set aside at a time like this. And Father God, I do give you praise and glory and honor. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Amen. I do give honor to Pastor E. Amen. My big brother, my kingdom brother, my kingdom neighbor. Amen. I thank God for him allowing the women to be able to come forward. Amen. The Bible says, give honor where honor is due. So I do give honor to my brother, Pastor E. Hamilton, tonight for giving me an opportunity. Amen. As I begin to just lie around this week and say, God, what would you have me to give for your peoples? And he said, talk about being complete in me. Because God said, what I'm doing while you are on your job, I am completing you. He said, I'm processing you. He said, I'm manifesting you. Hallelujah. He said, tonight, talk about how to be complete in God. Oh, my God. See, that's a great price that we have to pay, a sacrifice. When you asking God, God, complete heal me. God, complete make me over. Let me tell you something. The Bible says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. See, we can ask God all day long, God, I want to be complete in you. So God saying, what are you willing to do for me to complete you? You got to be willing, you got to be obedient, and you got to follow the rules. Come on, somebody, that they told me when I'm going through this transition, I can't have no sugar, I can't have no bread. See, all of that is a sacrifice, because there's something I'm used to putting in my coffee. But if I want God to complete me, I got to sacrifice that bread, sacrifice that sugar. Come on, somebody. And I promise you, I have passed the test. I did not realize what you put your creamer in your coffee. It's sweetness. And all these many years, I thought I had to have sugar. But God said, during this process, oh, my God. He said, in this process, I am detoxing you that you ain't going to have no sugar. You ain't going to have no bread. And I said, God, you know what? I need to be complete healed. I don't want to be half. I don't be no one full. I need to be complete. He said, if you want your complete healing, you got to continue to sacrifice that sugar, sacrifice that bread. Don't buy nothing. He said, if you order a meal, if you got bread in it, throw it in the trash can. And I have been passing the test, you all. And I said, God, you know what? Even after this, when I drank coffee for noon out, I would not add no more sugar to my coffee because the creamer is sweetness. And see, we don't know the damage we're doing to our body. Some people say, oh, I just can't be without my sugar, my bread. If you want your complete divine healing, you're going to sacrifice that bread and sacrifice that sugar. Much is given, much is required. Amen. Okay, we're talking about being complete in God. With the word of God, your heart, mind. Trust is a state of mind that takes most of us a signification, a amount of time to deliver to develop it. But it's easy broken with words and action. With trust being so hard to develop between peoples, how much harder it is for us to trust God. Ooh. Think about that now. How much harder it is for us to trust God? I can answer that question quickly, easy, because I need God to complete me. I don't need nothing else in my life but God to complete me. So in the midst of me going through this transition, this trans, whatever I'm going through, I've got to trust God. Come on, somebody. How can I trust God? In the word of the Lord say, trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. He said, all your ways, Lisa Carol Harris. If you acknowledge me, I will direct your path. I will complete heal you. I will complete finish you. I will complete process you. But he said, can you trust God in the midst of us waiting on to be complete? Faith plays an important role in our ability to trust God. Complete, perfect peace, and trust God in faith that he hears you when you cry out to him. Faith. That when he said, peace, I leave with you, my peace as I give to you, not as the world give it. Because the world give us a peace when they get upset with us. They can try to take it bite from us. Come on, somebody. But they can't do it unless we allow them. But the peace that God said he give to us, not as the world give it, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled. When you're going through a transition, you're going through a healing, whatever you're going through, let not your heart be troubled. Do not allow these things to move you out of your place, out of your position. Come on, somebody. See, I know why God allowed this to afflict me, because I'm working too much. Come on, 7 days a week. I mean, ain't come out no week. I've been doing this for months. My heart was so compassionate, I couldn't say no. When I want to say no, I find myself saying yes. So God said, now, since you didn't say no, I'm going to allow you to be able. You can't go nowhere. You got to stay in the house for 14 days. Come on, somebody. If you go somewhere, go out quickly, get back home. Because you was hard-headed. You didn't want to say no to the people on your job. So now, God said, nah, they can't depend on Lisa. Because God said, I am completing my daughter in me. Ooh, my God of Zion. He said, when you come out of this, you're going to be pure as gold, but you got to be willing to walk through the refining fire. Do it feel good? No. Come on, somebody. But I said, God, I want to be complete healed in you. I want to be complete all the way healed. He said, if you want to be complete healed in me, you got to be obedient. You got to follow the rules. Father, the law, it's not about Lisa no more. It's about me. So I said, God, I'm willing to do it. It's a great price to pick up the cross and follow Jesus. Deny yourself daily and pick up the cross and follow Jesus. Amen, somebody. He said, neither let it be afraid, being complete in God. You have to make a decision not to worry. Do we all worry? Yes. Come on, somebody. We all worry from time to time. We got to be real. When I got tested positive coronavirus, you know, I did go through my emotions for a minute. I ain't going to lie. I cried for a minute. But God already told me I had it before the test came by because I Googled the symptoms. Little test people of God. God gave us all common sense. You have to wait for a man to tell you something going on in your body. When you can Google the symptoms and say everything is saying, I'm already going through it. Come on, somebody. So my test came back last Thursday. I already knew because the Holy Spirit told me you're going to be test positive. I didn't panic. I did get a little emotion. I never got afraid, never thought about dying, never all that kind of stuff. Because I know that God said, I'm with you, Lisa. And I begin to remind God of his word in Psalms 84:11. God, you said you will not hold no good thing for those who walk right before you. I began to say, God, I have Romans 12:1, I have present my body as a living sacrifice. God, I'm living holy. God, I fast, I pray, I seek you, I do right toward people. And I didn't even question God, why you afflict my body? Because I know why God did it. He did it to me so I can sit down. My mind, my body, my heart, my soul need rest. So see, God knew I wasn't going to stop working because, you know, we short of staff. And he said, your heart is so compassionate. But God said, I got to do this because Lisa Tell Harris, your body need rest. Your spirit is willing, but your flesh is tired. He said, you don't overpush your flesh. You're still going. You got to slow down, son. So I said, okay. So God said, now, I got you now. Woo! He said, they're looking for Lisa. They can't find Lisa because God said, I got you into that rest and play. Come on, Psalms 91 said, he that dwelled in the secret place of the Most High. God said, daughter, I got you dwelling now in the secret place. They're going to look for you. They can't find you because you at home. Ah, ooh, that's real good right there. He said, comfort, monitor your thoughts and feelings. Don't go by your thoughts. Don't go by your feelings. Don't go by your emotions. Amen, somebody. You have to begin to train yourself to notice when you are falling into those negative thoughts. Negative thoughts. We all guilty tonight that we have allowed the enemy to plant thoughts in our mind. Amen, somebody. We all know we're playing stuff. We don't follow stuff. How we going to get evil with somebody. But the Bible says, cast down every high imagination that's warred against the mind. Immediately, cast down that negative thought. Repent quickly. Say the Lord thy God, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I will not think that way. I will not say that way. I will not go that way. I cast you out of my mind now. You might have put that thought in my mind, but I will not even allow it to linger for 1 minute. Don't allow no negative thought to come in your mind. Immediately cast it down. The Bible says, pull down every stronghold with the power of prayer. What is the power of prayer? The Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. You better cast down them negative thoughts. Don't you allow them to linger on. Because you're not going to linger on, you're going to find yourself getting in your car, driving somebody to house, driving somebody to job. Come on, somebody. Trying to get even with that person. Because you allow them negative thoughts to linger in your mind. My God. It's a negative thought pattern. Take time to captivate and bring them to obey Christ. If you don't kill them negative thoughts, they're going to kill you. Come on, somebody. If you don't deal with your issues going to deal with you. So tonight, what you going to do? You want to be complete in God? How desperate Are you willing to give up something? Come on, somebody. How desperate? Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to pray? Are you willing to fast? Come on. You willing to give up that man? Give up that woman? Come on, somebody. Whatever's your favorite thing tonight? You got to give it up. You want God to complete some things in you, and some things you got to give up. Don't say it's hard. The Bible said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Learn of me. The Bible said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. So don't say it's hard. Come on. He said, these things is a light affliction. Oh, my God. Only last for a moment. If I can give up being without a man, come on, somebody. Woo, Shabbat. If I can give up my flesh, give up my love, come on, somebody, give up me to my own understanding, tell God, crucify this flesh, God. I put this body on Romans 12 and 1. This body gonna stay there. The devil is a liar. There's no such thing. I can't do it. There's no such thing. It's too hard. When God says we can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthened us? Who is strengthening you? Come on. Hallelujah. You got to be willing and obedient. You got to sacrifice. Come on. Pray. Push until something happens. Come on. Stay in that place. Don't you like anything to pull you out of your place, your position. I don't care how sick you are. I don't care what you're going through tonight. Let me tell you one thing. You better stay in that place. You better stay in Psalms 91. You better dwell in that secret place and say that no evil shall come and die to where the place. It can't come and die where the place. Listen, you come out of your place. Come out of your position. Tonight, you can't afford to come out of your place. Tonight, you can't afford to come out of position. The enemy want to get us when we come out of place, we come out of position. Come on, somebody. When you stop praying, when you stop reading your word, when you stop fasting, that's when the enemy going to come. Because he said, I already know you have nothing in you to fight me with. So I'm going to come in as a flood. Though I'm going through this transition, I refuse to not get on my face. I refuse to not read my word. I ain't got no other choice. Because the manifestation come. Come on, somebody. Coronavirus don't already took Jesus out of him. Because you know what? That's the time you better turn your place down. The Bible says these kinds come through much faster than much prayer. Come on, somebody. I fast today. I'm at 3 o'clock. I said, God, you know what? I need a miracle. I'm standing and I need a miracle right now. And you told me, Lisa, Carol, Harry, these can't come through much faster and much faster. So, God, I got to sacrifice some things for you. Oh, my God. What I want to sacrifice? My life. Ah, my mobile day. My sugar. He kind of did it. The bread. My daddy. Men. I sacrifice men to follow Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody. You got to give up something. Come on. Whatever you need, you got to give up some things. Come on, somebody. Don't allow this corona crisis to cause you to get out of your place, get out of your position. It's a time you got to go in deeper. What you need for God, you got to go deeper. Come on, somebody. You want greater revelation, you got to get deeper. Come on. You want greater, more power, you got to go deeper. Everything that we need is in the word of God. But what are you willing to give up to be complete? In Jesus Christ, there's nothing missing. When you get in line with God, when you stay in your place, stay in your position, be like Nehemiah say, I'm going to stay on the wall. See, you got to be willing. I'm staying on the wall. Woo, my God, I don't care what it look like, and I don't care what it seems like. I'm staying on the wall. What you need, it's going to come through great sacrifice, great dedication tonight. I'm here to tell you, whatever you need, it's going to come through fasting and prayer. It's going to come through seeking the face of God. It's going to come turning your face toward the wall. Stay on the wall until God completes you. Stay on the wall until God manifests that thing that you desire. Come on. He said, when you pray, believe, you shall receive. Amen, somebody. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures tonight, 1 Corinthians 1 and 8. It said, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blameless. That means nothing missing, nothing out of place. I'm walking up blameless before God. And let me tell you something. We church people, stop saying, ain't nobody perfect. If Job was a perfect and an upright man, we can be perfect in the kingdom of God. Now, I can understand if you say I'm striving for perfection, but I need you to change your language, change the words, and stop saying that is an old thing. It ain't happening no more. There's no such thing if ain't nobody perfect but Jesus Christ. Okay, if Jesus Christ was perfect, why can't you and me be perfect? Come on. We can be perfect if we want to and realize our flesh, ego, emotion, feelings, lust, things get in the way. You can be a perfect, upright woman, perfect, upright man of God. If Job did it, come on, somebody. God said he has no respect of a person. So what is the problem? First Corinthians, and we're going to go right over here to Philippians 4 and 6. Oh, my God. Philippians 4 and 6 say, be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious. Don't be eager. Don't get too excited. Don't get too overwhelmed. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Not man, not woman. He said, let your request be made known unto God. When you pray about anything, you leave it at the altar. You pray, you present it before God, leave it there, give God enough time to answer. See, y'all just read, be not anxious for nothing. Single women, single men, don't be anxious for no woman, no wife. Present her, him before God. You better make it plain how you want the color, him, his color, how you buy his weight, his size, his finance, all of that. Come on, somebody. You got to make it plain. Present it before God. What is your vision for your wife? What's your vision for your husband? You cannot just tell God, send me a husband, because he's going to send you just what you asked for. And then you can't tell God you don't want a baby, because you said, I just want a husband. Come on. You didn't say saved. You didn't say sanctified. You didn't say a man after God's own heart. All you said, God, send me a husband. So God said, here he is. Oh, cripple. Come on, hand it up. Ain't got no teeth. Got one eye. Come on, somebody. Come on. Broke, busted, and disgusted. Then you tell me, this ain't what I want. He said, yes, it is. Because you were not persistent. You told me to send you a husband. So here he is. This your husband. What you going to do then? Ah! Woo! Be anxious for nothing. The people of God on tonight, make your request be made known unto God. Write your vision down on the paper from your heart. Don't it tarry. Wait for it. Habakkuk said, at the appointed time, it shall surely come to pass. What is your vision? What have you wrote down? What have you presented before God? Come on, somebody. What are you got up? Petition, supplication, grant before God tonight, or you don't have nothing. You can't come before God empty hand. God say, tell me what you need. Come on, somebody. He said, if anything in his name, according to his will, he said he would do it. In the book of Psalms, say, if you delight yourself in the Lord, I will give you your very heart desire. There's still some things you got to do. You got to be in line, be in position, be available, and be ready. Y'all stop saying y'all ready for y'all wife or your husband. When you got two and three, come on, somebody, you got a sidekick. You got a spare tie, and you got another spare tie. Come on, somebody. You ain't ready. Because you ready for your husband and your wife. You ain't have no sidekick. You don't need no spare tie. You don't even, baby, you will not be riding on a donut. You be riding on some real wheels. Come on, somebody. You riding. Not him and him and him and him. Not her and her and her. See, people need to stop playing. I'm ready for my husband to come. No, you ain't. You ain't ready. Because that's the case. Why you still got junk?
while you still got Paul, while you still got Billy, while you still got Tom. Come on, while y'all still holding on to Sally Sue, when God trying to give you somebody else, but oh, Sally Sue, you know, she always be there for me. Just in case, ain't no just in case. No, you ain't ready. If you ready, you gonna cut Sally Sue loose. Sally Sue, I holler at you. You ain't part of the vision. You ain't part of the dream. Come on, somebody. What you hold on to something? Let it go. Kill it. If you don't deal with them issues, they're going to deal with you. The Bible say, unless a seed go into the ground and die, it cannot form a harvest. You want to be complete in the kingdom of God. There are some things that God is requiring from you and me on tonight. What are you willing to sacrifice? My. Think about this. Amen. We're going to go right here into Colossians 3:13. It says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Now, we know we got people on this line tonight. You still holding on to something that happened 3 or 4 years ago. Come on. It says forbear one another. Tonight, we know we don't want to forbear nobody. We ain't finna do no forbearing. Well, I'm going to go forbearing for myself. No. It says forbearing for one another. So, in other words, tonight, it's my sister brother going through something. It's reconnected in the realm of the spirit. When they go through, I feel the forbearing for them. Come on, somebody. See, when you're an intercessor, when you're a proud warrior, when you go into the holiness of holiness, come on, somebody, when you're going to the inner court, when you begin to go into a deep, deep realm of prayer, you're going to pick up your mind of spirit, say, pray with Pastor E, pray with Minister Terry, pray for Eve on your time, pray. See, you don't have to know what's going on with them because the Holy Ghost is going to connect you with them and you're going to automatically know what they're going through. Forbear one another. That's what we need to get into, a place where we can start forbearing for our sister, our brother. Come on, somebody. The Bible says, who is my sister, my brother? Those the ones that do the will of my Father. See, you got to know that you know who is my true sister and my brother, those who do the will of my Father. That's the word. Don't get mad at me. The word is right. The word ain't going to lie. You can't take away. You can't add. That is the word. See, that's why it's so important to study it. Study the word. Read the word. Meditate on the word. The Bible says men should always pray. Men should always pray. Amen. Nothing like a praying man. Nothing like a praying woman that can go in on your behalf. That's why in this season we got to be extra careful who connect ourselves with and who we connect our self will. Be led by the Spirit of God. Be led by the know they fruit. Know what they bear. Know they got good fruits on their vine, on their tree. That's good fruits that you can connect yourself with. Why you connect with somebody that you know ain't got no good fruit? Come on, somebody. That don't make no sense. How you trying to grow oranges and they said, no, I'm gonna grow apples. So you gotta come together. If I'm going to draw oranges, that means you need to be helping me draw my oranges. You say you're going to draw apples, then it's a time in the season I got to help you grow your apples. See, everything in a time, in a season for everything. Right now, we're in the month of July. July is a month of completion. It's perfection. But you cannot be complete in the kingdom of God if you're out of your place, out of your position. We all ask God for some things, but ain't you usually going through July and talking about you going to go to August to get a new beginning. In September, trying to give birth, you got to go through six, June mean man, seven mean completion, perfection, establish, settlement. You got to go through all of that to get to August. See, if you didn't complete some things in July, If you didn't complete, you didn't sell them, you're not perfected, you didn't establish anything, how you going to think you're going to skip all over and go to August around the corner and get a new beginning? It don't work like that. You got to go through step by step. It's a process. In order to get to the next dimension in the kingdom of God, you got to go through places, levels, then dimensions. Come on, somebody. See, you can't skip over. It don't work like that. It's a process. See, come on. Every day we should say, God, I need you to increase me. Every day, increase me, God. Increase me in you. He said, those who humble themselves up on the mighty hands of God, he said, in due season, I shall increase you. Are you humbling yourself down upon the mighty hands of God? Every day, you should be humble as a little child. We should come before God blameless, meaning, God, I know nothing. God, I'm empty. Here I am, God. I'm empty, God. So you can't keep coming to God, asking him to keep me filling us up, and you are hopeful. Come on, somebody. It don't work like that. Amen. I'm going to do one more scripture. I'm almost done. Ephesians 5:27 says, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blame. I'll read it again. Amen. Lots of noise in the back. Amen. Amen. Put your phone on mute, please. Amen. Ephesians 5, that he might present it to himself a glory church, not having spot or wrinkle. It should be holy and without blemish. Amen. When God come back, he shall come back without a church, without a spot, a blinker, a wrinkle. So what you saying? He said you ain't going to have time to get your hair done. You ain't got time to get no eyelashes on. You ain't got time to get no makeup. You ain't got time to do this and that. That's why we have enough time that every day we should be preparing to go back home with God. He said, no man know the hour, the day that I shall appear. I shall appear twinkling in the blinking of the eye. So now is the time that we should be preparing every day. Examine our heart. Examine your soul, your mind, your spirit, and say, God, am I in line with you? Come on, somebody. You already know if you're in line in the kingdom of God. You already know the things that you need to work on. Come on, somebody. We all, it's a working process. But some of us, God said tonight, how can I complete you when you out of place, you out of position, I can't find you, I don't hear from you, I don't see you. How can I complete something that's not in line with my word of God? Come on, somebody. How can I complete you when you in the wrong place? You in the wrong position. Don't allow these things to cause you to get you off focus. Of course, the Bible said these things only last for a moment. They are light affliction. They can only last as long as we allow it. You cannot afford to miss 2020. Come on, somebody. Some of us got out of place, out of position, because we have a lot of things we've been going through to give us place. Tonight, the Father say he's here to put you back together again. You can make it up a broken piece. Come on, somebody. We just a grain of sand. Come on, somebody. We all made in God's image and God's likeness. Tonight, the Father say, I'm here. Woo! He said, ask them, where are they? Come on. Remember the Bible, God asked Adam, and Adam said, he let God say, Adam, where are they? Tonight, God say, where are they? Where are my people? Where are my son? Where's my daughter? God said he's seeking, he's searching in the earth realm to find a woman, a man of God that's crying out, lying before God, say naked and not ashamed. See, some of us, we don't lay before God like we came into the world. But we too ashamed. How are you going to be ashamed to lay before God in your own house, in your own privacy? Naked to God, here I am. I'm naked. I'm not ashamed. So what you're saying, I need you to go inside of me and strip some stuff off of me. I need you to go inside of me, take some stuff out of me. Whatever needs to be gone, take it out. See, you got to give God full of permission to work on you. What you need tonight? How desperate are you ready for God to complete you? What you want to sacrifice? What you want to give up? Come on, somebody. My God. This is out of season that God said, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Sons and daughters shall prophesy. Men shall have dreams. God say, I'm ready to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. But he said, I'm seeking, I'm searching. I can't find nobody that's in place, in position. I can't find nobody. Say, God, here am I. I yield my body over to you. God, I die so you can live in me. God cannot use a lively body. You got to die in order for God to live. Come on, somebody. All the miracles God did. Look at Abraham when, look what happened. He was dead. Come on. Sarah and Martha, come on. They didn't have no belief that that God was going to do the miracle. They walking around crying and mourning. Oh, God, if you would have been him, my brother would have died. He said, do you not know who I am? I am the Messiah. Do you not know I am the resurrection? Come on. See, that's how fun it was. We mumming, we complaining, we grunting, and God said, do you not know who I am? Do you not know me? Come on. I am that I am. I am the Messiah. I am your Jehovah Jireh. I am your El Shaddai. He said, I am your source, not resource. I'm your source. Come on, somebody. See, you got to know who he is. When you begin to identify who he is, you will know the power that God said, I have put in you. Resurrection power. Come on, somebody. See, God said, I'm ready to perform miracles. The Bible says, signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. If any signs and wonders follow you, when the last time you got a testimony. Oh, my God. When the last time you said, I'm a living testimony, I should have been dead and gone. I supposed to have been dead and gone, according to man. But God, when the last time you said, God, I got a testimony. God, you healed my body. God, you delivered me. God, you healed my mind. Come on. When I thought I was losing my mind, thought I'd have a nervous breakdown, but I had a breakthrough. Ah, oh, my God, Isaiah. When the last time you look in the mirror and say, my God, every day, God, you beautify me. God, I'm in your image. I am your likeness. Nothing missing, nothing out of place, nothing out of position. God said he will beautify us. He said, I'll restore your youth. Come on, somebody. Anywhere I go, nobody believe my age. They say, ain't no way you the age. I said, I promise you I'm dead. I said, I'm going to tell you how. I no stress, no drama. No man drama, no children drama, no drama, no stress, no worries, no frustration. I'm just blessed like that. Ah, woo, hallelujah. Take no medication. That's why I know who my God is at my age, and I'm in perfect health, baby. Nothing missing, nothing out of place, nothing out of position. Because I serve an awesome, I serve a mighty God. Because I love being obedient unto God. There's no other God that I would not. I'm going to leave it almost done. Who shall also confirm you unto the end that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ? For this cause also, we thank God without ceasing, because when you receive the word of God, which you hear of us, you receive. But you got to hear the word. How can you receive the word of God if you're not hearing, you're not listening, you're not obeying? If you don't have your total attention, you can't receive the word of God, which ye hear of us. You receive it not as the word meaning, then, but as it is in the truth, the word of God, which affected working also in that you believe, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having. He said, when he come by, listen real good, when he come by, he coming by for a glorious church. And what he's saying, the glory church going to be not having no spots or wrinkles. Are you such but that it should be holy without blameless? When God come back, he said, come and bite a church. Who are he talking about tonight? You and me. Don't get it twisted. He ain't talk about no temple. He ain't talk about no building that we go in every Sunday, every Wednesday, whatever. No, no, no. He talking about you and me tonight. So he said, when he come by, glory church. So we need to be tonight asking God, work on my heart. Work on my mind. Work on my soul. You already know tonight what you need God to work on. I had to let God work on me to learn how to say no. Come on, somebody. I didn't know how to say no. But God said, I'm gonna allow you to that you can't go to work now. He said, nah, you got no choice but to say no, because you can't go to work. So I said, oh my God. Sometimes we don't realize we're going. You're busy. Not taking care of your bodies. And God said, I'm gonna flick your body. But the sickness is not unto death, it is to glorify me. Come on, somebody. I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. God said it ain't over till God say so. So I thank God that what I went through, it was all for my good. I didn't understand it. But I thank God that I can say, be confident in this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Tonight, I want you to be confident in my closing. I want you to be confident of this very thing, that which he had begun a good work. Come on, somebody. God has done a good work in you, good work in you, good work in you. And he said, and you will perform it. See, baby, God don't have self. Come on, somebody. God don't do nothing in what I completed. We get out of place, out of position. So God say, I was about to complete you. I'm about to graduate you. But you rely on those circumstances. You rely on those small foxes to get you out of play, out of position, so I couldn't perform it. That's good right there. Oh, my God, I'm about to shout right there. So tonight, in my closing, last thing I'm going to say, like any type of E, being confident. So what you're saying, oh, baby, I'm confident. I'm confident in my God, in my daddy, in my Lord, my Father, that I'm being confident in this very thing, that which he had started in Lisa Cal Harris, I will allow him to perform it. I'm going to allow him to complete it. And how? You're going to get that, Lisa. I'm going to stay in place, stay in position, keep my mind renewed, keep my mind stayed up on him, and don't let nothing to cause me to get out of place, out of position, not even my flesh, not my ego, not my emotion, no, none of that. I can't afford to miss. I miss a whole lot of season. Ah, my God. I miss a whole lot of season, Pastor E. I got out of place, got out of position, allow my little feelings, allow my emotion, allow my little flesh, my little love, and say it's okay, not knowing it's going to cost me later on down the road. So I said, God, the next man you send me, ain't going to be no feelings, ain't going to be no emotion, ain't going to be no flesh, ain't going to be no love, ain't going to be none of that, because I have learned from my past relationship. Don't go into a relationship all emotion, all hype up, all feeling. Come on, baby, you finna mess up. Because when God speak to you, you can't hear God. You know why? Because your emotions, because your feelings. Because we don't complete block God. God talking, we ain't listen. Because your emotion, your feelings in this man, in this woman. So I'm telling you tonight, kill it. you get involved with a man or a woman, do not go into a new relationship with your feelings, your emotions, your flesh, your love. Come on, somebody. Don't do it. It's going to cause you to miss out on God. He'll be speaking, talking. You can't hear him because your emotions, my feelings is involved. How do you know? Been and done it. Got a t-shirt. Going through the recovering skull. Ooh. Yeah, Prophet Lisa. Did and done it. Now, I learned. No more God. No more feelings. No more emotion. No more being anxious. No more being eager. No more being so excited. Nah, I'm fine. Like I am. Nope, I ain't got no man in my life. No, I don't date no man. No, I don't go out to dinner. Nope. I pay for my own hair, my own pedicure, my own fill-in, everything. I pay for it myself because I ain't giving up nothing. So just in case, if that's your motive, keep it moving. The kitchen is closed. My dear faith, click, click, click. Amen. I just thank God for this opportunity tonight. I pray this word has blessed someone. It's blessed me. So tonight, God, I want to be complete in you. Woo! Make me over again. That's my song. Make me over again. I want to be in your image, in your life. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to my brother, Pastor E. Hamilton.
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're going to stay right there. I know there's several people that want to talk to you tonight. I see Minister Terry is already on here. Minister Terry, welcome to Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Good evening, my beautiful sister, Prophetess Lisa, and my beautiful family, Pastor E, and all the listeners online. I'm just saying, listening to her, glory to God. Glory to God, because we bind up COVID. Amen?
Yes.
No, Prophetess Lisa. Yes, we've been praying right along with you.
Great.
Right along with you, because, I from a distance, we don't have to call you and let you know, but you know we're praying, because I know when I can feel prayers going for me. When the Lord wakes me up, I pray for my household, I pray for our team, and like you said, Jesus said we are family when we are doing the will of God, so we are all praying, and I even pray for those that don't know Jesus. I pray for them to get to know him. And Pastor, I was listening to her tonight. She said, being complete in God, remove them layers. We all got some layers to remove. You just she preaching on them birthrights. I'm in confidence. You know, the confidence that we have in Jesus, I was just listening to her. I said, my God, you know, that's why I said when he restores us above that we were. Wherever you were before the virus, he has restored you even more. So glory be to God. God bless you. And as you were speaking, you know, you said in Psalms 37:4, we have to delight ourselves in the Lord. And he will give us the desires of our hearts.
But then that's right.
Knows
we sure will.
He knows if it's time.
How y'all doing?
Ecclesiastes, if it's time. He might know. He already knows the desire of my heart. He knows.
Let me turn the light
on, not going to stand and line nobody up with you and say you're right.
The rap
you
is
you have to
there.
Be right for the Lord to line up somebody for you and the desires of your
right
heart.
Here. That's the one that's on her.
I said, glory to God. We
and then
you.
There's some more dresses and stuff over there. You guys can look.
The word you shared tonight. Amen. Being complete in God. My God. You know what? I listened to you at the beginning. You said the Lord told you.
And then we
no
got all the types
sugar,
out there.
No,
I think red, black, whatever those are. Those are 10.
My brother.
All the dresses are 20.
I'm going to mute him off. But probably you said
you're going to mute me off. Look, I got customers coming in the front. I got technicians
I know,
in the back.
I know.
And I got a radio station in my ear. So, look, they told me they're going to mute me.
You always.
You already know I'm multitasking. But look, bless
the
you guys.
Man of
let
many
me,
tasks. We love
many
you.
Many tasks.
Too,
anybody else want to come in on the
many
call?
Tasks.
Dial one right now. We will get you in with Prophetess Lisa. I think everybody's just blessed by the word tonight. So, woman of God, God bless you. I know we want to continue to let you get your rest, but go ahead and pray us out of here, and we'll talk with you guys tomorrow night for Will You Be Made Whole with Prophetess Lori.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. We pray. Amen. We just thank God for everyone that did die tonight, even the one didn't want to press one. I thank you for the, you all supporting. It's so important that we support the gospel, support the love.
I made wrong.
Love is what love does. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just come
No, but I normally do shows and stuff, but since COVID, I've been putting the stuff out there.
We bless you tonight. We glorify tonight. Father God, I ask you to cover everyone that died in on this line on tonight, that you will cover them under the blood of Jesus. Continue to keep them, God. Let them stay safe. Let them be obedient. Continue to wear their masks and their gloves. And Father God, we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. I love you all. Thank everyone that dialed in. God bless you. Have a great night. Thank you, Pastor E. Love you. Love you, Melissa Terry.
Love you, too. You guys, bless you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
All right, good night.
All right, bless you.